what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but smiling is good for you and the people around you. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Just remember, fake news is not good for you or the people around you. Get it? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we are many things, and sometimes we are a mess, but we are God's mess, and that's the key. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. I mean, if you're looking to grasp what is it that they do on the David Spoon Experience, what is this ministry? He must increase ministry. What is it that they do? And here's what it is. We don't know what we're doing.
Not a clue, Dave.
Okay. That should help everybody. Okay? We don't know what you're doing. We know you don't know what you're doing. We don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's okay. For the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. So here's a question for you. Ready? Pretty fair. Does God love you less today now that he knows you better? Now, the answer is that's not possible, but is that how you feel? That God loves you less today than the first day you said yes? Uh-oh. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Just give us a holler, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite Dave.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like getting ready to meet spiritual friends and family that you have loved and prayed for, and you're going to get to see them face to face.
It's about that time.
That's pretty good. You got to like that. Here is the bottom line. Not only can you call us, you can text us. Yep, we permit that. We don't pay for it. We don't know what your plan is. Probably doesn't cost much, but let's just be honest. It's up to you to figure out. But you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Time for the semi-pro voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That would be the simple way to say that. David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org, as that is a great way to get in touch with us. We're going to send you up to the website. There's a couple things I got to tell you. I want to give props to Eric, who caught something. We've already fixed it, just so you can know. And that is, we are speaking, or I'm speaking, on Sunday, right, at Murphy Road Baptist Church. And so the information is on the website. We did not tell you, and probably should have told you, that it is on the address. It's 411 South Murphy Road. Okay, and we have corrected that on the website in case, and it doesn't mean that you wouldn't figure it out, but we figured that's pretty good catch, and we should probably tell people. We will be speaking there. It should be a lot of fun. Let's just remember, though, it's a service, not a concert, okay? So that means that we are there to worship the Lord, and it's not that concerts don't do that, but our goal there is for us to all draw closer to him. After I'm done teaching, that's a better time to come up and introduce yourself if I never had a chance to meet you, because I'll be focusing in on the message. I hope you're not too disappointed. When you meet me, you're going to go, I thought he lost weight. That's what people are going to say. It's like, no, you don't know how bad it was. Okay? You don't know how bad it was. Let's just leave that there. That's a nice way to put that. So it should be tons of fun. We want you to check it out. Information is on the website. If you go under ministry, it'll say live speaking event. We'd love to have you come out to Murphy Road Baptist Church. The service starts at 11, so you get a little bit of time to get there if it's farther away, and also time to sleep in if you're close. Check that out. Plus, we're going to remind you, because we did pay radio rent. Let me just say this really good so you can understand where we're at financially.
We're low.
So we could use a little bit of donational help. We appreciate it from everybody's giving. We love that you do it. We bless you for it. We're really, really appreciative. But if you can't give, we still bless you for it and ask you to pray for us, okay? Check it all out at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's what I have to say. All right, so one thing I'm going to tell you guys, you need to be aware of this, that on Monday and Tuesday, so Tuesday, July 4th, Monday and Tuesday, the studio is closed, okay? So we will be running replays on Monday and Tuesday. So if you want to hear me live, it's today or it's Sunday. That's all you got, okay? So there's your opportunity. We hope you take advantage of it. Plus, I do want you to be, of course, praying for the audience. It's a big deal for all of us and all of our hearts and minds. We know we need to be doing that. And please, here's something that I'm trying to encourage you in. Please, tap into the grace that God has for you. Don't just keep trying to do it on your own. Just tap into His grace. That grace is there for you. The Lord is there for you. He loves you. He knows you're hurting. Nothing is catching Him by surprise. You understand that? That is my word to you. Don't miss tapping into the grace. In Hebrews 4:16, it talks about the grace for and the mercy for our present circumstances. So keep that in mind, please. That's what I'm asking of all of you as I do my best to love you in the Lord. Please hear what I'm saying about that. Okay, we ready? Do I seem fired up?
Seem pretty fired up, Dave.
Okay, listen to this. I almost was in heaven yesterday.
Uh-oh, let me hear it.
Driving behind, sometimes the semi-trucks are, some of their drivers are super nice. Don't misunderstand. Every once in a while, though, you get a driver maybe from another state. I'm not going to say what state it is. It might start with a K and end with a Y and have Kentucky in the middle of it. But anyhow, zoomed from the middle lane into the other lane in front of me and like 20 other cars. And then all the other cars went around him, and I was trying to be really nice about it. And at 68 miles an hour, he slammed on his brakes and squidded through in the freeway on three different lanes. And people were freaking out, and I was the one behind him. And the Lord was just with me and just plenty. You know, there was a lot of room. And you were... And I was just thinking, thank you, Jesus.
That's I think all. You were being kind, Dave, when you said some, because these drivers are interesting, in-state or out-of-state.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so by the grace of God, all is well. I just thank the good Lord that whether I get another car or not, my car currently has excellent brakes.
The brakes still work.
The brakes work. All right, let's get into the teaching. Hebrews. That's right. How does Moses make his coffee? Hebrews. Here we go. Hebrews, and we are in chapter 12, and we are technically, we're supposed to be at verse 12, but I got to back you up a little bit to verse 9, okay? So it's really important you just understand that, and then I'll do the ramp through. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, this is what it says, referring to our heavenly fathers. Furthermore, we had human fathers discipline us. Because we talked about discipline last Friday, and we respected them. Shouldn't we submit even more to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time based on what seemed to be good to them. But he does it for our benefit so that we can share in his holiness. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Ouchie. This is Hebrews 12. Now we're at verse 11. Hebrews 12, verse 11. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time. Well, no, of course not. But painful. It seems painful. But later on, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So I just think it's worth saying, and I'll get into verse 12 in a second, but we often misunderstand how God is a father. And this is a great verse for you to understand the distinguishment between your father and your heavenly father. Earthly fathers who enforce discipline do it based on what seems good to them. And that therein lies the key. It seems good to them. What do you mean it seems good to them? Well, they don't have perfect knowledge. They don't have perfect execution. They don't have the perfect ability to communicate. Doesn't mean your father's not great. It just means that it's not it can't be perfect because it can only be based on the human level. Some of you had fathers that were horrible. Some of you had fathers that were completely abandoned you. Some had fathers that were abusers. Nobody is denying that. None of that's good, but it does not indict God, because that's humanity operating in the sinfulness that they think what is best, good, bad, indifferent, perverted, or otherwise. But God is distinguished from that because it says specifically he does whatever he does for our benefit, which means he never disciplines you just because he's angry. Oh, I'm angry. The Lord only disciplines you so it will help you. You have never gone through one trial. You have never gone through 1 ounce of suffering. You've never gone through one single discipline from God that it didn't have your best interests focused at the very end of it. It has never happened. Because he is a perfect parent, because he is perfect. And everything he does for your benefit. He's thinking of you. And it'd be great if earthly fathers could go, gotta maybe operate a little bit more in that spirit, a little bit more with that mindset. Totally agree with that. But do not mix the two. And unfortunately, many people in their image of God have connected it to either a father or a father figure or some type of authority figure. And I understand that, right? But that is really reducing the quality of God. And you don't want to do that. He's your heavenly father. He is a perfect father. And every time he allows something in your life, and you're thinking, no, there's no way. It can't be this way. Listen, God knows everything, and he knows what will help you and what won't help you. And he does it for your benefit so that we can share in our connection to him. And no discipline. It's not, I don't care what it is. Oh, I'm so happy. You know, I mean, listen, I have a feeling that when my kids were younger and I spanked them, and yes, I did, and if people don't like it, it's too bad. And you know what I used to tell my kids? If you don't like the way I'm doing it, I will get rid of you and replace you with one that looks just like you. Okay, so I don't care. So here's how these people are like, wait a minute. Nah, I don't want to hear it. Here's the, and I, no government or teacher, any other human being ever is the father of my children, ever. My heavenly father's their father, and then I'm number two. Just leave it there. So the idea behind this, though, is when you discipline them, you want to. The purpose is to help and to assist, not to do it out of frustration, not to do it out of anger, not to do it. But the idea is to understand that God, every single trial you have gone through is for you, not against you. Oh. Wow. Talk about getting it straight in the parenting realm. How about that one? How about move the image? You're like, well, Dave, I don't know how to move out the image I have of my dad or of this authority figure and move the image of God in there. You start asking him to help you do that. You say, I'm seeing you through these other lights, through these other pictures. It's not helping me. It's not helping my faith. Get that stuff out of my brain. Help me. Fill my heart with the joy and the truth of what you are as a parent. And you will find much more of your dad than you could have ever imagined before. Okay? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned. which is, you know, it's, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me, and I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off, okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's our, you got the ability to turn it on. You got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us, before Jesus Christ, was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, so the only way it can happen is because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free, I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Now, Brother James wanted to know if we can kind of elaborate a little bit more on that because of the legalities that have come up. And that's it's a valid, you know, we had a football player who spanked his kid and got suspended. It's like insane, right? It's nutty and it's insane. So you have to use as much wisdom as you can. Now, I fully understand that the granny state government doesn't like things like that. But then again, they don't like Jesus. So there's some issue there. And the truth of the matter is that you're going to have to make a conscious decision between you and the Lord, whether you think Proverbs is still applicable, which of course I think it is. But if you think that it's too dangerous to do, or you think your child's going to report you, you need to be aware of that. And you need to be prepared to defend that. I'm not going to tell anybody to spank their kid or not to spank their kid, because from a legality point of view, that would be a lot of problems. But I would tell you this. Follow what God tells you to do, no matter what the result. And don't tell me God would tell you to murder somebody, because he would never do that. So don't do that. Don't say, well, what if he told me this? What if he told me this? Well, what if he told you to give instead of being so, so tight? So I can say that. Nobody likes to respond to that.
And that's a good point, Dave. This particular caller said that in their wisdom, they've adapted grounding now because of things are so twisted
nowadays. Well, I did both. It wasn't like I was when my son was getting older, and he gets to a certain age, you can't physically discipline. So I know exactly what you do. That's right. You know that computer thing that they used to use? And let me tell you what happened one time, just so you can know. Now, this is when I was younger, so I don't want to hear nothing about it. This is 30-plus years ago. But the kids were like, can you do this? Can you do this? Like, no, you're not listening. You're not listening. So I took an axe to their little box.
Dave in his heyday.
Yeah. Like, I was the kind of guy you wanted to get. Let's not get that dad angry right now. Let's wait. Anyway, so just use wisdom, of course, right? You have to use wisdom. All right. I can't address that fully. We can address it fully later on.
I think you did,
on,
Dave. I think that was a good answer.
I mean, it's just, you know, from the top of my head and in my heart. And if the Lord has you do something to take something away, that's a wonderful way to approach it. I mean, the privilege that children get now is outrageous, right? They get so much stuff. If you don't take them to McDonald's, it's like child abuse. It's like, come on. That's absurd. All right, so in the meantime, we're going to do our trivia question. I got so much to do. How am I going to do this? Oh, okay, whatever. Which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet? Which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We need to do our DNA, right? Get ready. DNA, D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Oh, I had it today, man. I had it was so good. It's not even funny how good it was. And then I noticed this. When I was driving in, I was doing my prayers when I was driving in, I noticed a ton of warfare, and I had to keep – remember that thing we talked about? Sometimes you're praying, and it's just all these distractions. Not that you're not focusing on driving, but I'm just saying all these distractions. I kept saying, Lord, let's start again. Lord, let's do it again. I had to do it like 8-9 times. You know what? It was worth it. Because in the end result, I ended up praying for a long time, spent a lot of time with the Lord, just like, yep. Yeah. And see, sometimes the enemy tries to just distract you. Yeah? Well, fight back by going, I'm not going anywhere.
Dave, I didn't hear you. I was answering the phone. Repeat that for me.
Okay. So sometimes when you're praying, there's that distractive element. And you actually have to resist Satan at that time from trying to distract you from focusing on what you're communicating with the Lord and for connecting to the Lord. So it doesn't matter if you go into praying, you're just going to pray for 5 minutes, but it takes 15 because of the distractions, too bad. Fight your way through. And I'm saying that to encourage you, because if the enemy is trying to distract you, you're having impact. He's not going to distract you if anything you say. He doesn't care about it. Just remember that. Okay? So you fight for that. That's draw closer to the Lord daily. Fight your way in. The way is open. You can't stop that opportunity to spend time with the Lord. Satan is just trying to move your brain away from using it. That's the difference. Okay? All right. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I've already talked about this. I mean, this is getting worse and worse and worse. Too bad. It's like, well, that's such a cavalier attitude. Well, you're either going to have that attitude or you're going to acquiesce to the world. So does the world have a heaven to put you in? No. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Just aware that you are to be aware. You see what I'm saying by that? Aware that you are to be aware, and that if the Lord wants to use you, you're there for that, right? You're totally there for that. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. We will be doing replays on Monday and Tuesday, so after today, it will be all about 4 days off for me, so that's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I could just convince my wife she doesn't have to work all 4 days, I'd really be in business. Anyway. All right, here we go. Which disciple did not want Jesus to wash his feet?
Was it Peter?
That is correct, Amundo! Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a moment to take advantage of this question. Do you know why Jesus said... you know, his response was when Peter goes, well, I don't want you to wash my feet. I want you to wash my whole body. And then Jesus said, you don't need to have your whole body washed. Do you know why he said that?
No.
He said that because he was clean being connected to Jesus, but he still needed some washing from some of the stuff he was still dealing with or going into. And so as a Christian, one of the things that people forget is, look, you're clean, right? But every once in a while, you need a little bit of washing, a little bit of stuff to get that dirt off you, to get yourself all cleaned up and ready to go. So it's kind of like a prophetic forerunner to how, after we've been justified, we're going through the sanctification process. Look, you're saved, but God needs to clean you up a little bit. You got a little bit of dirt on you.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's kind of a cool image just to think about. It's, you know, you die for it, but it's fun theology, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thank you, and y'all have a good weekend.
All right, God bless you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're never going to have a chance to get back to the text, which is like, why would that surprise anybody? That's right. I'll squeeze it in next time. Here's the one thing I do want to communicate to you. Look, when I'm sharing with you, I share with you guys pretty honestly for the most part. I mean, I don't tell you every little detail, but I tell you a lot. What the Lord uses out of anything we do on this show to help you draw closer to Him, use that. What the Lord doesn't use, or when you're having a hard time with it, okay, don't use that. This is not you will accept it all. This isn't like my wife. I love her. Her parents used to sit at the table and eat the peas and the carrots, right? You know that? How parents do that, right? Yeah, Noelle. She doesn't give in. So there were multiple times that in her house when she was growing up, she was at the kitchen table till 9 or 10 o'clock. And finally, they gave up and she won. Here's the thing. Sometimes you take it in. Sometimes you don't. Hey, I got it. You'll have to make that decision. It's between you and the Lord. I bless you in that. But I hope that sometimes when you're listening to the show, you get enough out of it to go, yay, and you get one step closer. That is our hope. Okay, take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. That's not you in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow. God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on that. He walked out on his foray, and he goes, "I have built all this." It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. No, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right, and we'll help him get there. Right?
Well, all right.
All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, we love you too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.